Greetings and welcome to Great American Golf, everybody. Ray Adams, your caddy for the show. Hello, hello. It is a wonderful weekend for golf all over the world, and we're going to be talking about that today on Great American Golf. As you well know, the show airs on Golf News Net, golfnewsnet.com. And then from there, it is sent over to all the big audio podcasting platforms after a day or so at golfnewsnet.com. You go there, you click on the radio tab, you see a bunch of radio shows. All of them are great. And mine is right in there, the Monday Golf Lifestyle Show. This Great American Golf, my anchor show, is in there. And then from there, you can go to all those various platforms you like where the shows live. And my television show, Match Play with Ray Adams, at Match Play TV. You want to go to Match Play TV on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. My YouTube channel is the big one where there's a lot of videos. All the PGA merchandise show videos are there, but there's some on Instagram and Facebook and even over at LinkedIn using Ray Adams. So all of that is at Match Play TV. Check out TV and videos at my YouTube channel. And there's so many more things coming up. You're going to see and hear some changes to the show as we go down the line in the future. And I know that there's going to be suggestions. And if you have any, golfadams@msn.com. And I know there'll be a team of people weigh in, and I already have some great suggestions as I head to the National Association of Broadcasters Convention in Las Vegas in April. Lots going to be happening there, but I'll be definitely talking about that. I want to thank touredge.com right now, Tour Edge Golf Clubs, and the new Exotics and Hot Launch Golf Balls, newest at Tour Edge. They're in the ball business, folks, and the balls are wonderful. They really are. I don't want to, you know, use standard terms like wonderful, beautiful, great, super, all that kind of jazz, but they are a very good ball. I've had reviews done on the ball, and some more of them are going to be sent to me, and who knows, maybe I can get a sleeve of balls out to you. Write to me, golfadams@msn.com, about anything, especially if you have any upcoming nonprofit foundation golf tournaments going on. That's where CertaFresh Cigar can come in at CertaFreshCigar.com. They can provide world-class cigars, fresh for up to a year, certified. And they can logo their tubes, which are their humidors for each cigar, with your corporate or your charitable outing logos, sponsors, whatever, right on there at CertaFreshCigar.com. And then if you are not wearing your Speed Spikeless Squares golf shoes, I don't know what's wrong with you. I had them on the other day for hours. So comfortable, and yet still a great performance golf shoe, as Squares, of course, would be. I was at Springfield Golf Resort with Morgan, one of the owners. We shot a little video together that will go up. And it was fun to do the video with Morgan, but it was also fun to be out in the course, walk all over in my Squares golf shoes. Of course, I was wearing my Ashworth Golf apparel. You want to go to Ashworth Golf apparel and get to that website and get yourself some Ashworth Golf. If you're in the Phoenix area, you can get out to Springfield Golf Resort down in Chandler, because they are carrying Ashworth Golf apparel. Unbelievable. All of that is what I've been up to this past week. Tomorrow, very quickly, the Maricopa County Home and Garden Show. It started today. We'll be out there tomorrow. It goes tomorrow and Sunday. The Maricopa County Home and Garden Show. If you have anything you need to do around your house, other things that are happening that you need help with, there will be hundreds of vendors there, exhibitors that can help you with your home. I always talk about them a little bit. And then, of course, on Sunday, tomorrow and Sunday, out at Apache Land Movie Ranch Museum, Apache Land Museum, Michael Dante, the famous Hollywood actor, is going to be honored. They're screening his movies. There's a big dinner Saturday night, and I'll be there on Sunday to see Michael, my friend for 25 years. The movies he's made and the stars that he made them with are unparalleled in Hollywood history. He's a fabulous guy. You would love him to meet him. Come on out and meet Michael Dante. Let him sign one of his books. one of his posters, cards, whatever. At 94 years old, he's still writing, producing, writing scripts. And I tell you what, I want to be like Michael Dante when I grow up. So that's what's happening on the weekend. I might mention at the end of the show, but I wanted to get that done right now. Craig Renshaw, our resident PGA professional, with us after a long day of work. He's a lifetime member of the PGA, along with Bob Denny, our resident PGA professional, historian, emeritus, and he is the best historian in golf in America. And I can say that because it's my show, Bob, right?
And the only part of that was wrong is I'm not a professional.
Well, don't you get paid to do some articles and do some history work here and there,
No, I
don't
was
you?
more of a consultant, just a nice consultant.
Okay, he's a really nice guy, but he knows a whole bunch. And we're so glad to have Bob with us and Mr. Craig. Craig, are you doing okay, buddy? How was your work today?
It was a long day today, but we're okay.
Yeah, I know you get out there around 5:30, 6, 6:30, and like me, and you're just coming in. So let's jump right to it. Thanks for letting me get the show started that way. Boy, we've got a lot of golf to talk about, and I'm going to start with Dr. Bob, Craig, as you settle in here. Well, Orlando is a very windy city, isn't it? And we were all just there a few weeks ago for the PGA Merchandise Show. And thankfully, the weather was actually heavenly this year. Normally, it's ice cold, windy, rainy, sleety, terrible during the PGA show that last week of January. But this year, it was wonderful. And we had a great PGA merchandise show. Everybody bragged about it. I think it's one of the best shows we've had in the last 10 or 12 years. I certainly enjoyed it. And there are a lot of new companies that are coming on board with me. You're going to be hearing more and more about them. And again, you can go to my YouTube site and Facebook and Instagram at Match Play TV and see 31 videos that I shot there. But this golf course, Bay Hill, is Arnold Palmer's opus, and it's his tournament. And of course, we don't have Arnold, but I know that he is smiling down on everybody from heavenly places. It's an interesting tournament and an interesting leaderboard. Bob, take over.
Well, first of all, the leader in 36 holes is Daniel Berger, and he hasn't had a 36-hole lead since the Honda Classic 4 years ago. He had a ring finger that was broken. He had lower back problems,
Yeah.
and so it's good to see him healthy because when he's healthy, this is the kind of player he is. He's a very solid, well fundamental player, and so I hope that this could be the opportunity for him to shine, because you certainly don't want to see a talent like his suffer with any more injuries. And it's good to see him with a 5-stroke lead right now. So it's you know he's I just think he's that's this is his moment where he can just see if he can hold on. And 13 under after 36 holes on that golf course is pretty good.
Well, he did have the back injury and he was out of golf for quite a while. He was on the Ryder Cup team before that in 21 at Whistling Straits. Berger, growing up in the Florida area, lives in Jupiter, Craig. He's your neighbor. You can pop by and knock on the door and have a cup of coffee with him. I was listening to some reviews, post-round reviews, and Mark Rolfing said something that I thought was very interesting earlier today, in that Daniel was a very different player when he talked to him this week than he had been over the past few years during Mark's career with interviewing players and specifically Daniel Berger. And Mark said that he was a little bit arrogant, and he said it in a positive way. And then he went on to explain that he felt like Daniel Berger said that he felt like he wasn't taking his game as seriously as he should. And so he wasn't cocky, but he was a little bit, let's call it very, very confident. And I think that's really important, Craig, because I mean, if you're not taking your game as seriously as you should be on a PGA tour, although he has finished very well, he's won, what, four times, He has finished very well in majors over the last several years. I think he's due for a major. I wouldn't be surprised for him to win a major this year. Craig, take over on Daniel Berger. What do you make of him?
Good golfer. I think the majority of golfers that you meet out there are cocky. I don't think that's unusual. I also don't think it's unusual that they don't dedicate themselves to their game very much, or as much as we may think. I don't think that's necessarily unusual either. I think in a lot of sports, there are few people out there that take their craft as serious as they should. And a lot of
Really?
people, oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
I
Especially with
did.
the
Now we
money that's
just now
out there
we
now.
now we just
Absolutely.
watched the Hang on now, Craig. I'm not going to argue with you about this because I sort of agree, but I want to wrap my head around what you're saying. I want to drill down a little deeper. We just watched the Olympics and we saw some history being made multiple times over and over again, especially with that cross-country skier. I don't remember his name, King Kloutos or whatever. Unbelievable. And I've got to believe that these Olympic athletes, and you look at Lindsey Vonn and what she went through, and you look at Shiffrin and you look at Gu, and I think these Olympic athletes, anyway, who are basically professionals at the end of the day, I think that they bear down every minute. Now, as far as golf goes, you're saying that a number of the golfers out there, maybe it's because the money is so big now, they don't really dedicate themselves the way they used to. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes. Now I think that will change a little bit with the exempt list going from 125 to 100. I think that'll be a difference. But I also think that there's people that get very comfortable in their job. And if you sat there and said, for the last 12 years, I finished anywhere from 25 to 55 on the PGA Tour, I'm very comfortable. I know I'm going to do this. I know I'm going to do this. And you obviously have a long history of that. I'm not saying those people don't work hard, but I don't think they give it everything. I think you get very comfortable. I think it's that way in every job, in every occupation. You phone it in a little bit. And there's no doubt about it that a lot of those people, a lot of those players do that. And they tell you in any sport, the hardest part is getting to the highest level. Once you get to the highest level, it's easier to stay there because you know what it takes to get there. And there's no doubt that's a major part of the, PGA Tour.
Daniel Berger is at 13 under par on this golf course. Now, I know that both of you, I believe both of you have played this course, correct, Bob?
That's correct.
Correct. Yep.
Okay. Tell us, Bob, first, and then Craig chime in. What about Bay Hill in Orlando, Florida?
Well, if the wind isn't a factor, then it's manageable. But you have to always be conscious of that water and that the borders a lot of the pin positions out there. I've stayed away from it. I didn't have any issue with it, but some people who are really attacking the flags have an issue with it.
Craig, what about your experience at Bay Hill?
Beautiful golf course, always well maintained. Seeing them shoot the scores they do for the last few years, it's a golf course I'm not familiar with. But that those guys are getting more and more comical with the way they can take down a golf course, and Bay Hill will be no different. So, it's a shame in certain ways. I think that they've lengthened that golf course pretty close to as much as they can, and yet they're, the average person out there is, seven under par. That's ridiculous to me.
Bhatia is 8 under, 5 strokes behind. Ludwig Åberg, Bob, is your favorite player. He's finally having a good tournament so far. Degula is there. Colin is back up on the leaderboard after 2 rounds. Ricky Fowler is playing some good golf, pair of 69s. Xander, Goddard, Rory, all the big names are here this week. They're all there. Sepp Straka, my buddy, it's 3 under, T15. Scottie Scheffler, also T15 at 3 under. Who knows? He'll probably go out and shoot a pair of 63s and end up winning the thing the way he's been playing in these last rounds, final rounds. Adam Scott's there. We could go on all the way down the line. There's just a lot of great names on this leaderboard. It's a who's who of great golfers all over the place. And then you have those that have, well, they missed the cut. Ben Griffin missed the cut. Joel Dahman, Shane Lowry misses the cut. So did J Day and Sam Burns. Patrick Cantlay couldn't make the cut. Keegan and Justin couldn't make the cut, along with another player Bob you like, is Aldrich Pottyeater. And Justin Thomas, JT, shoots 1400 over par. I made that up, folks. 14 over par. How do you shoot 14 over par in 2 rounds, Craig?
Well, you shoot 79-79 after not playing for 9 months on the tour. He had to come back. He had to come back. He had to get an idea of where his game was at. I don't think it's unheard of. It was one of these, signature events. It's a good place. He's played well there before. Good for him. I mean, you got to do it eventually. It wasn't like he was probably going to challenge for the lead this week. So Justin had to get out there under tournament conditions, under the adrenaline push, even though he's had that for a while, and just see where he's at. So, not a big deal.
All right, we have a who wins this golf tournament, Bob?
I thought that was coming. Well, I don't know. This is really a sort of an interesting little animal. Daniel tomorrow, if he doesn't let it fly, he has a good chance to be in it. He lost a playoff at the Honda Classic 4 years ago. The Padraig Harrington, he had it in the bag, but he just couldn't hold it at the end. And I know that was 4 years ago, but I'm just got to think: is he healthy enough to do it? I'd like to see he was, but there's a lot of good chasers in there. A lot of good chasers.
There are, Craig, who do you think? I'm going to go way out on a limb and say that Daniel Berger does hold on and he does win the golf tournament.
Well, you got 22 golfers between six under and two under. So there's a lot of good golfers left. I'm gonna say he gets out of a little bit of a slump. I'm gonna say Xander comes back and closes
But
the gap.
Berger is at 13 under par. My gosh.
Yeah, I would expect him to fall back.
You really think he will? Okay. Well, it's going to be a fun weekend to watch it. And we have another PGA Tour event going on, the alternative event. Let's check that leaderboard right now. And we have a player named Chandler Blanchet or Chandler Blanchet. Bob, you can help us with it. Then Gordon Sargeant is there and Ricky Castillo with Jesper Svensson and Blades Brown. Now, I'm going to go way out on a limb and interview 1,000 golfers that watch TV golf. And tell you that 1,001 of them have never heard of one of these players. Tell me where I'm going wrong, Bob.
Well, that's probably true. It's a lot of these players were in the championship at PGA National last week, the Cognizant Classic.
Well, but
And
then you got to go down the line and you got Jeremy Paul, Jimmy Stanger, Maddie Schmid. We
Hey, you
know
got
Bo
John Daly
Haas.
the second tied for seventh place.
And
That's
that's
right.
where I was going to end up right there. Let's land on T7 with JD2, John Daly the second at 7 under par. You really have to put your take your hat off and say, way to go, JD. He's more than just a very good amateur player. He's playing as an amateur, by the way. And there he is at T7. If he can hold on and finish in the top 10 or 15, you know where he's headed. He's headed to the PGA Tour. It's just a matter of how he's going to get there, Bob. Go ahead on JD.
Well, JD is more than just a compliment to his dad and the PNC Championship. He's got some very good short game, and he hits it average 280 to 90 yards off the tee. So he's got that going for him. And when you just look at what he did, I just think he's able to have the nice temperament out there. That's one thing I noticed about him. The temperament's important because he's handled it. It's not too big a moment for him. That's important, especially a man who's just an amateur at this point. Just think what he's going to be if he keeps that constant, consistency going. I could see him having a, a very good start to his career. As far the up the leaderboard, Ray, one player I did notice in the past was Gordon Sargent. He was a member of the Walker Cup team I watched 4 years ago at the Seminole Golf Club. He's
Okay.
an outstanding player, and I'm really impressed with him.
Not a lot of the other names really. As you go down the line, Adam Hadwin is in there at T12. Christian Bezuidenhout is there. There's just not a lot of names that the rank and file people know. James Hahn is there. He's out of the Phoenix area. I've interviewed James Hahn before, a super nice guy. But Craig, as you go down this leaderboard, I mean, Kevin Streelman, he's another one from here. Danny Willett is playing in the tournament. He's at T39. Peter Malnati has won on the tour, T28. I mean, we could go on and on and on with all these names that no one has really heard of, but that is what an alternative event is all about. We're early in the season, so you've got all of your Korn Ferry players that have names that not many people know. And they're playing on the PGA Tour now, qualifying as they did. And so you've got a lot of those names in here. But Craig, what about the Puerto Rico Open at the Grand Reserve Golf Club in Rio Grande, Puerto Rico? I think it's wonderful. I'd love to go there. I've always
Well,
wanted to go to Puerto Rico. Go ahead, you tell me.
it's a, you know, whether we recognize them or not, they're all good golfers.
Sure.
Any golfer that's been out there for the most part has worked their way through it. If you play well, you earn your chances on the PGA Tour, and you will work your way up. The tour is very difficult. Somebody that becomes a two-time winner is a heck of a golfer in their career. Three times makes them even more special. You get these guys that are, five, six, seven, 10 times, whatever that number may be. We really don't have an appreciation for how good those golfers really are. And what was it? Dustin Johnson, before he left for LIV, had won, what, 13 years in a row? He won on the PGA Tour or something like that. I mean, people don't realize just how hard you can appreciate it. How hard those golfers work. I was working today, and Tony Finau was down here working on in his game with Chris Como today. I mean, you don't realize how, after I said the last bit, how those don't work as hard as they can, but they still do work hard. And this game is very, very fickle. And one loose shot at the wrong time takes you out of this and that. People don't realize there is such a small margin for error between success and failure out on that tour. It is really, really hard.
Well, I hope you went out to the practice range and told Tony that he's supposed to be on my TV show with me. We've been working to try to get Tony on for the last 4 years. So if he comes back, make sure you do.
All right.
Anyway, you're right. I mean, the margin of error is razor thin, and anything can happen at any time. Look what happened to Shane Lowry last week. Two doubles, totally unlike what you would ever imagine him doing, to lose the tournament. And we've covered golf. I've been covering golf for, this is my 26th year doing both of these radio podcast shows and 16 seasons in television interviewing all of them on all the tours around the world. And I can tell you that to the man and to the woman, they will tell you that it's extremely difficult to win. Extremely difficult, and that at any given moment anything can happen, and that at any given moment any one of them, even in last place or number 200 in official world golf rankings, can beat everybody else. Bob, that's history.
That's right. And I get a little nugget for you on a guy that some people have forgotten, but did accomplish something special in his tour. 2 days ago, we lost Jackie Cupid, from Texas. He was at the age of 88, and Jackie has a distinction that few people will ever have, I don't think, in history, and that is the fact that he and his brother Buster finished first and second in the 1961 Canadian Open. And Jackie, that's one of the four victories he had on tour. He played in the PGA Champions after that. He turned pro in 1960, a University of Houston product. And so all condolences to he and his family. And I remember him watching him compete against Arnold Palmer in the old days.
Interesting. I don't know that I have ever heard of Jackie Cupid, and I'm pretty good about names going back 100 years ago. I would have to look that up and study it. Thank you for bringing that to our attention. And yes, prayers and thoughts out to the family, no matter what the age is. It's always a big loss. And another player, another PGA Tour player, and I'm sure a wonderful person passes away on us. And
He beat a he beat a guy in I just like to point out his second win was in the Western Open. He beat a guy you may remember, Billy Casper.
Oh my goodness, wow. Yes, of course, Billy. I knew Billy well. And cried the day that I found out that he had passed. I literally cried my guts out about Billy Casper. I loved Billy Casper, but yeah, what was the tournament that he beat Billy again? Say it again.
The Western Open.
That was considered a major in those days, wasn't it?
Yes,
About near.
1962, and it should have stayed in that c category.
Well,
It she really should have.
it
Just
went
like the
on.
Players' Championship, right?
It's what?
Just like the Players' Championship.
Yeah, but they manufactured that one. The Western Open, the Western, don't.
Western Open was the
Come
oldest
over here,
on the
Craig.
tour.
Come and
Western
get
Open
it.
was it
Leave it to
wasn't.
Craig to smart ass me.
Right. The Western Open was the oldest on the tour at the time, so.
Yeah. Well, and then it turned into the World Golf Championships and the BMW and la la la, and it's pretty much out of pocket now. But yeah. Well, speaking of the Players Championship, they're talking a lot about it. There's things going on. The buzz is up and around and about. We've got a schedule. Let's have a quick look at that. We're going to go to a break here in just a minute. But if you look at the PGA Tour, we've got the Players next week coming up at Sawgrass. Now, I don't know. I'll ask you again, Craig. Have either you or Bob played Sawgrass?
I
I
have.
have, but it's been 25, 26 years, 27 years since I've played it.
What were you,
Not since it's
12
been
when you
redone.
went there? What were you, 12?
Yeah, well, that's exactly right.
Okay, Bob, what about you?
Mine was more a recent vintage. Mine was 10 years ago.
All right. Well, we'll talk about the Players' Championship, and we're going to be leading into it on the show on Monday, the Monday Golf Lifestyle Show, day after tomorrow, right here on Golf News Net, and then out to all the big audio platforms that you love to use to listen to your music and your podcasts and all of that. We will get into the players, but just looking forward, what is happening. And when we come back, we might have a word or two about the golf course from both of you. Let's go out to a quick break, everybody. Stay with me. Listen to these wonderful messages. We're going to go out for just a couple of 3 or so minutes, and these companies are there for you. Do me a favor, have a listen, and we'll be right back.
Introducing the revolutionary T-Clip, a 4-in-1 magnetic tee holder, an alignment tool, a divot repair tool, and a ball marker. It's handcrafted to provide effortless access to your golf tees, all without digging in your pockets. Visit our website, theteeclip.com, to experience the difference and order yours now. Straight Line Golf brings you the club alignment system that will change the way you play golf while reducing your strokes on the course. How many times have you bought a golf fade that fell short of success? Our system is changing the way golf is played, whether novice or professional. Our patented club alignment system is a visual aid comprised of decals attached to your club shaft and can be left on the shaft while you play. This USGA permitted system will help with great repeatable shots for great alignment and swing. Visit StraightLine.golf for more details.
Legacy Golf Resort in Phoenix. Experience the thrill of our championship golf course. Dine in the full-service restaurant at the Trails End Bar and Grill. Our golf performance center is equipped with cutting-edge technology, helping you refine your game and unlock your full potential. We're not just a golf destination. We're also the perfect backdrop for your dream wedding at our gorgeous award-winning Sierra Vista venue. Whether it's a birdie on the course or the perfect I do under the desert sun, Legacy Golf Resort creates memories that last a lifetime. Time.
Greetings and welcome back, everybody. This is Great American Golf. I'm Ray Adams. He's Craig Renshaw. The other, he is Bob Denny. Dr. Bob and Craig are with us. We are rocking and rolling through this wonderful show. Saturday morning, leaderboards are finished up from Friday night, the cuts and all of that happening. We've got the Puerto Rico Open going on out there. And, of course, we have Arnold Palmer's big at Bay Hill Golf Club in Orlando. The Arnold Palmer. And we've already talked a lot about that. We'll revisit that maybe a little bit at the tail end of the show. But we did go out to break talking about the players. Both Bob and Craig have played Sawgrass. Craig, you played it a long time ago. Is it all that it's hyped up to be, and especially hole number 17?
Yes.
Is it a very difficult golf course? Or is it a golf course that's manageable? We know the wind swirls in different places, but is it a bit of a white knuckle event for the players because it is a big elevated event out there on tour? Tell us about the players and the golf tournament course.
It's a large crowd event. It's a difficult golf course. It can humble you quickly out there. So it's a tried, true, difficult test under the best field in golf throughout the year, many, many years. I mean, there's no doubt about it. It requires a slightly different thought of play because you do have to play angles. You really don't have to be the furthest one down the fairway like so many of the golf courses are. Uh-huh. Pete Dye did a masterful job on that golf course, and it's taken years for it to mature, and they've redone it a little bit and changed the turf. And, it's a stellar golf course, but I'm talking about myself. I've played a golf course ever that I thought, oh, this golf course is too easy for me. I've never understood people that say, oh, that's an easy golf course. Well, then I expect people ought to be shooting 63 on it. Very rarely do they do that.
Well, I don't think it's an easy golf course at all.
It's a golf course that everybody, if you should get a chance to go play it, you should, because it is a quality golf course.
Bob, you played 10 years ago, so you're more recent. Mm-hmm. How did you find the course then?
Well, everything was fine until I got to the island or the peninsula hole, I guess you call it. Number 17, and it was aerated. And so I used a 9-iron, put it up there, and they gave me my putt for two. So
all right,
tell everybody
because we aerate. They call it punching the greens, but it's aeration. Tell everybody what that is in case somebody might not know. What does it mean to aerate the greens?
Since I'm not an expert on it, maybe Craig,
go ahead,
in,
tell us
chime
what
in.
It mean. Yeah. What does it mean?
That's when they punch holes in the greens, or essentially the grass, and they're trying to get a lot of oxygen and decompress the soil so they can get some oxygen in down to the roots. And you'll see a golf course just clean right back up once you aerate, typically.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right. But that golf course has got a lot of tough angles on it off the tee. I've even from the tees that we were playing, it was very, you have to be very careful on that. If you're in the fairway, wonderful. Pete Dye says, hey, we're going to have fun. You're in the fairway now. But he's got so many little ins and outs and tricks around that golf course. And I'll never forget my trip around that golf course.
Well, I've got to get down there and play it. And that'll be a little bit of an updated report. If I can get down there, it would be great if we could all play together since you two live down that way. Anyway, how far is that golf course from you two?
For me, it's over 3 hours.
I'm going to say 3.5-4 hours, probably.
All right, mm-hmm. So that's a hike for you guys. Mm-hmm. All right, let's turn our attention to some of the biggest news in the game of golf globally. And Bob, let me let you take over on this one. I can't wait to hear Craig. How are we doing on the 2027 Ryder Cup?
Well, I think it's unique that not only is there the news that Luke Donald is going to be captaining Europe for a third straight time, but one of the top players on Europe's team, John Rahm, is now balking at paying a fine and committing to six tournaments that are part of the policy for the DP World Tour to gain back his membership. I believe, I don't know if Craig would agree with me, but had the Ryder Cup been this coming year rather than next year, I think we'd see a lot of movement, a lot of blinking on both sides, and some of there'd be conciliations to get Jon Rahm back on the team.
Now, in order to play on the European Ryder Cup team, and I know in the for the US team, you must be a member of the PGA of America. Now, this is what I've been told over the years. You must be a member of the PGA to play on the US Ryder Cup team. In order to play on the European Ryder Cup team, must you be a member of the DP World Tour?
You must be a member of Ryder Cup Europe, and that includes the DP World Tour. You have to commit to their membership. Okay, but here's one thing I noticed, Ray, is if John is complaining about these fines and being saying that they extort players and stuff, what about the penalties that Brooks Koepka has already agreed to come back to the PGA Tour? His penalties were much tougher than what Jon Rahm's facing.
Oh yeah, he doesn't even get to participate in the what is it? For years, he doesn't get to participate in some of the payouts and the pensions and the FedEx and all that. And they're really, I mean, they really hammered Brooks Koepka to bring him back. And, you know, I guess Brooks wanted back enough, Craig, to where he was willing to do it. But why would Rahm balk? He's loaded with money. How much money do they want, Bob? Four million?
It the ex the, it was estimated 3 million for the fines.
Okay, that's pocket change.
And like Rory said, it's a business. And obviously, every player who had committed to it and would play the fines coming back, including Tyrrell Hatton, they agreed to take the penalties. And Rory says it all sounded pretty generous.
Well, and he only has to commit to six golf tournaments.
Yeah.
But I think a couple of them are mandatory, and maybe they don't play into his schedule, Craig. We're going to have to watch this unfold a little bit more with Jon Rahm.
John sounds really, really whiny to me.
He's a whiner? A whiner 49er?
I mean, he's playing 14 weeks where Liv tells him where he's got to play, and they're saying he's got to pick two to play on the European tour. I'm sorry. The man is just whining away. I don't really care if he plays again or not. It's ridiculous to me that they make this, they say, this is what you want to do, and he wants to whine about it. When has John been satisfied in the last couple of years?
Good point.
He
Good point.
has been crying around, hasn't he, Bob?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I
Yeah.
mean, he's starting to remind me of Sergio a little bit. I don't know, is it in the is it in that lineage? I don't know.
They're from the same country.
I'm not going to say
Well,
anything about it. I'll get letters. I don't want any letters.
but you know what? That's a fair point. How do you think Seve would be dealing with this? Do you think he'd be dealing with it this way?
I think Seve would have taken a 5 iron and wrapped it around their head if they would have gone to live.
Don't disagree. Whether I agree with that or not, he'd tell them, this is what you got to do, go do it.
Yeah.
And yet, like I said, for the last 2, 3 years, everything we've heard to Jon Rahm is complaining. That's all he's done is complain.
Who's going to blink first, the DP World Tour or Jon Rahm?
I think Rahm blinks.
Europe's won twice in a row, got a chance to go for three. Why would they blink at all?
There's no way they're going to blink
Yeah.
because, you know, he wants to play on that team. You know that he does, and he will. They'll figure out a way, whatever they have to do. I'll be surprised if the European Tour blinks, but yeah, you know, hey, you know, they want to win the Ryder Cup in Ireland coming up in, a year and a half, and let's see what happens. But it's going to be a lot of fun, and it's going to be great to watch. Now, let's get to the biggest news. And that is Luke Donald. We have history happening here. Tell us all the various ways that this goes down in the books of history, Bob.
Well, it's not a record that he's the third captain for the European side, but if he would win, he would set a record for at any captain to win three consecutive Ryder Cups.
Right.
Walter Hagen was a captain six times, but he won four, but not consecutively.
Was Hagen a captain 3 years in a row during those six times?
He was a captain 6 years in a row.
See, that's why Bob is here, because he's our historian. He
And
knows this
I
stuff.
got a little thing for you folks. I got a phone call trying to interview Gene Sarazen many years ago when I was at the PGA of America. And Gene graciously gave me a little time on the phone. And I said, Gene, you've never been captain of the Ryder Cup. And he says, I didn't want it because Hagen always grabbed it.
Ah, boy, is that a nugget. Interesting. Okay, so let's look at probably one of the great captains in Ryder Cup history for the Europeans. Now he has agreed to do it a third time in a row, and he can set history. I consider Luke Donald an elegant person. He's articulate, he is calm, he is cool, and he's collected, to use an old coin and use an old coin term. And I watched Luke at work in Rome 2.5 years ago, and I watched Luke at work at Bethpage in New York several months ago, last fall. Craig, Luke Donald, what's your take?
He's been captain under two very talented teams. He's pushed all the right buttons. I think he enjoys the job. I think he enjoys the connection with the players. Why would he give it up? As long as he keeps winning, why would you give it up?
Well, you wouldn't, and I'm sure this will be it, but let's go back to the last Ryder Cup and when the captains made their choices, their captain's picks. And Luke pretty much put the exact same team into place, Bob. We know that Keegan made some mistakes, not just with his picks, but with the course setup. And that's fine. Look, any of us would. But with that said, Luke Donald pretty much chose the exact same team. Do you think that he does that again next year?
Well, look at who he had for the picks last time. My goodness gracious. Ludvig Åberg, Matt Fitzpatrick, Victor Hovland, Shane Lowry, Jon Rahm, and Sepp Straka. You could just put anybody together with that group and win a lot of events.
Well, and they did.
Yeah.
And not only did they win, but they opened up a can of green whoop ass on us, Craig. And I was there to watch it.
Well, the only thing he'll do different is he won't pick Jon
Maybe not. They'll figure that out. I'm sure Rom will be on the team. They'll twist and turn and tuck and roll and fidget around, and they'll figure out how to get it done. Right, Bob?
Yeah, and also Luke has an inside avenue right now. He doesn't have to worry about the shampoo and the some of the different things inside the hotel. Once they get to the Aegean Mariner, because he knows it's going to be just what they need.
Yeah, well, and their beds are all fixed up, and I mean they control everything right down to the air that those players and even the fans breathe. They really do. It's no wonder that Europe has been dominating Ryder Cups over the recent years. They do control the air you breathe when you're at a European Ryder Cup. It is amazing what all goes down there. And yes, the fans are the secret. They're the extra club in the bag, Craig.
Well, they have so many different countries that they can choose from, and they have a lot of different areas there for every single golfer. So, in certain ways, it's a home game for many different ones, and that's unique there for them. So I
Yeah.
like that.
Yeah, you're not playing for your own country when you're on the European team. You're playing for Europe and the European team. Whereas in America, the
Yep,
USA
that's
team, you're
unique.
and that's very unique, and it gives them a broader base. But they grow up dreaming of this in Europe, Bob. We've talked about it. We've quoted them. Many of them have said over the years, "Hey, I'd rather win a Ryder Cup than a major." And they are. And I don't know. I mean, I might question that a little bit if push came to shove, but they are geared for Ryder Cups. They are geared for match play. They are geared for camaraderie. They are geared for that close bond? We're not.
They grow up with the Ryder Cup in their DNA. And I'm firmly convinced that a lot of them believe in it from way back, and their coaches help them get ready for that. And I've awakened on Saturday mornings in the past and watched European Tour or now DP World Tour events on television. And you look at some of these players that are winning these events, and you say, who the heck is that? Well, a few years later, they're on the Ryder Cup team.
All right. Well, we're going to be, it'll all roll out right in front of us. And now the question is, who is the American captain going to be now that we have named a European team captain? How soon do you think the PGA of America, in the state that they're in, Craig, how soon do you think or how long do you think they will take, given where they are, to name an American captain? What do you make of it?
I would expect that they announced it earlier. Like I said, I don't think any of us thought that Luke wasn't going to come back. It wouldn't surprise me if we don't name anybody for another 5 months. That wouldn't shock me at all.
Do you think this summer, giving everybody a little over a year,
Yeah.
is an advantage that Luke is now the captain and he has a few months jump on the American captain, Bob? Is that an advantage or not really?
Based on his talent pool, I don't think it's a big problem at the moment. I don't think it's. I think it's just status quo. And he could walk in there like Coach Saban at Alabama and say, "Okay, I like this team. I like this class. Let's go with it. My system. Boom. We're ready to roll." The PGA of America, and I think Tiger almost mentioned it. They're giving him a soft deadline of the Masters to talk to him about it. But I don't think I agree with Craig. I don't think anybody's in a big hurry right now.
Okay, take a look at the schedules real quick. What are we doing with the ladies? What's happening on the LPGA tour out there, Bob?
Well, they're in China at the Blue Bay. I think it's called a Blue Bay Championship, and a Korean by the name of Mi Hyung Lee is by minus 11. A Chinese. Yu Liu is 10 under, and Austin Kim is in the top five, who played very well last week in Singapore. So it's few and far between for our Americans to be in the group there, but that's where they are, and they won't come back to until March 15th, is it, I think, for the Founders Cup.
They do come back the 19th through the 22nd
19, yes.
for the Founders Cup, or excuse me, yeah, Menlo Park,
Yes.
and then we have the Ford Championship right here presented by Wild Horse Pass in Chandler, Arizona, at Whirlwind Golf Club at Wild Horse Pass. Media Day is coming up next week. I'll attend that, and then of course I'll be out interviewing the ladies and covering the Ford Championship presented by Wild Horse Pass. It's a beautiful place out there. Golf courses out there are fabulous. It is windy, windy over windy, windy, though. The wind is always blowing down there. Craig, you know those golf courses, don't you?
Yep, not far from my house
No,
or
not
my
far.
former house.
Yep, not far from your place. And the DP World Tour is in Johannesburg, South Africa, correct? Was that right, Bob?
That's right.
And that is a beautiful golf course. I watched a little bit of that beautiful course. And the gentlemen, the senior gentlemen on the PGA Tour Champions, they have decided to play in Boca Raton this week. So they'll be at the old course at Broken Sound for the James Hardie Pro Football Hall of Fame Invitational. Lots of stuff going on there with all these Hall of Fame football players. Have you ever attended that tournament, Bob, or
Yes,
Craig?
I have. Yes, I have several
Tell us
times.
about that. That looks like a fun event. They're in Boca Raton. I wonder if some of them are going to pop by Bob Toski's house and knock on his door since he was on the show a couple weeks ago and lives in Boca.
Yeah, it's a fun little course. It's got a lot of unique angles. I call them angles again as well, trying to be cognizant of where you are. I use that word cognizant a lot.
I'm accepting of that. I have acceptance for that.
Ricardo Gonzalez is leading with 6 under. Stewart Cink, who's always been in contention now at, for the last couple of years, he's minus five. Zach Johnson's debut at age 50, he's at 2 under, and our friend of the program, Jason Kearns, 1 under.
I cannot believe that Zach Johnson is 50 years old.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just unbelievable to me. But anyway, we'll be watching that happening and so many other things going on around the world of golf. Craig, what are you teaching? What are you working on? What should the folks be working on right now? The weather is getting better. It's cooled down in the Phoenix area in the high desert here. It was in the 90s in February. Now in March, it's dropped back down into the 80s and even 70s. I don't know what life is like and the weather's like in Florida and all over the Southeast, but I think the weather is slowly turning. We are in spring. Don't forget, everybody, that tonight, in the middle of the night, the time changes. We're going to spring forward for all of you peeps, and you two gentlemen are going to be 3 hours ahead of me here in Phoenix from now on until November, because Arizona does not change. California will come up to the time of Arizona, and the Midwest and Central time zone will be 2 hours. So everything changes as of tomorrow early morning. But Craig, what should they work on?
Well, I mean, with the temperature, the way it's getting warmer in a lot of places, I think it's a good time to start working on short game, chipping, pitching, putting. You know, in Arizona with the temperature, you might start to get a little bit of the Bermuda coming back up. You know, you'll start to get things possibly a little grainier down here in Florida. So, getting out there and seeing how the course conditions start to change a little bit and being able to make the adjustments that you need to when you play.
All right, there you go. Bob, let
Yeah.
me give you a final word over here.
Okay. When I think of the final word today, I think of our the king, Arnold Palmer. And I think what he meant to everybody outside the ropes as well as inside the ropes. I think he was an amazing human being. And there's one thing, if you're ever lucky enough to have met him, you'll never forget the handshake of Arnold Palmer.
No, I remember as
It's
a little
true.
boy, he put his hand on my head and it covered my head. when I say a little boy, I was probably 10 or 12 years old. It was at the Phoenix Open, Phoenix Country Club. And my dad was a wonderful amateur player and would get in and be able to go there and knew everybody in the Phoenix area for golf. And that's when the bird's nest, they really didn't have such a thing, but it was that outdoor upper deck big patio, Craig, you know it, at
Yep.
Phoenix Country Club. And that's where the Phoenix Open was born and raised for so long, decades. And I remember my dad was standing talking to Arnold Palmer, and I was standing next to my dad, and I was at the belt of Arnold Palmer, and he put his hand on my head, and it covered my head. And I'm sad to say that while I've been able to get the greatest players in history, I was unable to catch up with Arnold Palmer for no reason other than just time and distance. We just were not in the same place for me to get him on my television show. But at that level and at that stage in history, I may not have been able to do that anyway. So,
Well,
Arnold Palmer.
Ray, can I interrupt real fast?
Yeah, go.
I think one of the best things about this golf tournament is so many golf tournaments give out a jacket. Arnold wasn't a jacket guy, he's a sweater guy. And the winner of this event this week gets a sweater. I think that's one of the best things about this event.
Is it a cardigan, Bob?
Yes.
Of course it's a cardigan. And do you bring the cuff of the sleeve up to those massive forearms and then let the rest of it fall over, fold over to where you know how he used to wear those sweaters?
Yeah, he was a stylish man. Very stylish. And he didn't intend to be stylish. He just was stylish.
Great.
Craig, do you have a cardigan in your closet that you wear?
That I wear? No. Do I have one? I'd have to go through it. It might not have made the transfer from Arizona to here, but I wouldn't doubt that there's one somewhere in storage, truthfully. Yes, there is.
I have a guy in storage. I have a couple cardigans, and they're making a comeback, aren't they? They're making a bit of a comeback.
Well, I wouldn't know that yet, but I mean, we don't wear a whole lot of them down here in southern, Florida, but
Yeah, well, it can get nippy cold in Miss Florida down there. And we know Orlando can, but right now we're in March and the weather's beautiful. And we're heading into championship season. The Masters is on the way. We're going to cover the players next week. That'll be a lot of fun. So there's just a lot of golf to talk about and a lot of fun things happening. And I just want to thank everybody for being with us today. Craig, thank you so very much for
Thank you, Ray.
putting in a late one. We'll be back on the Monday Golf Lifestyle Show with Craig and Dr. Bob. I'm going to mention a few of the PGA Merchandise Show companies that I was able to do some videos with and that you're going to be hearing a lot more about. I want to end the show thanking the Free Ballers. They are such a fun company where they have, it's almost like a black light on the end of a stick, and you can go into the bushes and you can find your golf ball. It's called Free Ballers. And listen, folks, you can go to LinkedIn at Ray Adams. You can go to Facebook and Instagram and YouTube. Those three channels of mine are all found at Match Play TV. I also want to thank Adamax. Wonderful, wonderful shafts. And they have a new one, folks, that you're going to want to get into your driver, Adamax. We did a fabulous video. It's there on my YouTube site. Match Play TV is how you get there. And then the Mate Mobility single EV, single electric vehicle golf car. This, folks, is built like an automobile. It is one of the most beautiful single rider golf cars I've ever seen. It may be the most, well, I think it's the best golf car in the world. The way that it is made, styled, it's coming to America, and it is made by Mate Mobility, the single EV golf car. And of course, I always have to thank Ping. During demo day, I did a little video there that was put up on LinkedIn at Ray Adams. Use Ray Adams to go to my LinkedIn. And then the Indoor Eagle, I put that on LinkedIn too, along with Facebook. The Indoor Eagle is a way for you to play simulator golf from your Apple iPhone, tablet, or watch. It is unbelievable, and the price point will shock you. The Indoor Eagle. And of course, I've mentioned Ashworth Golf Apparel. Andy Bell, the CEO, is on with me this year at the show. There's a wonderful interview with Hal Sutton there on my YouTube site at Match Play TV. Hal Sutton, the water weasel. What a great way to pick out not just one or two golf balls at the same time, but four or five or six of them by the water weasel, which extends out to a very long pole. And yet it has a special mechanism at the end of it to not just scoop up a ball, but you roll it and it picks the balls up, several of them at a time, the water weasel. And then I mentioned CertaFresh Cigar Feathery. This young lady was searching for golf apparel for young teen girls. She couldn't really find anything that she really liked or that was fashionable enough for her. So she created a company along with her family called Feathery. And we did a wonderful video with her. I'm telling you, I totally, totally recommend Feathery along with Glovet. Glovet has a new ownership. Glovet has a new president and sales director. Glovet's video there on Facebook is one you want to watch. Tally Tumbler has been a sponsor of mine for the last couple of years at tallytumbler.com. They have all new sizes. They have different colors. You're going to see and hear a lot more from me about Tally Tumbler as we go forward. The Putter Key, a great gift idea. The Putter Key and Tite, Tite sunglasses, helping you to find your ball, see your ball, and putt your ball better on the greens. Tite glasses. The shot putt. It's a very unique, a very unique product founded in the new inventors area, the new product zone at the PGA Merchandise Show several weeks ago, where it is a putter, but the whole grip of the putter is a, well, you can put beverages in there, whatever your favorite beverages are. And it holds your beverages and it is your putter. Milesy is truly one of the great, great technology companies in golf in the world today. And yes, the video there on my YouTube site at MatchPlay TV is with me and the president of the company talking about Milesy rangefinders, some of their new products. You've got to see that video, folks, and you want to go to Milesy, MILESEEY. You're going to hear a lot more about Milesy. And Snyder golf balls. My goodness, you want to get to Snyder golf balls and find out more about what's happening with Snyder and their golf balls. Selkirk Pickleball and Golf are joined at the hip. We all know that. Well, Selkirk is the world's leading pickleball manufacturing company for the equipment. And they have sent me one already. They're sending me a second one. And I'm excited about Selkirk. I've been a Selkirk ambassador now for a few years. You want to go to Selkirk and find out more all about their new equipment this year for 2026. And VertiCat. You know, VertiCat is a company that really touched me because VertiCat is a company that helps golfers that are challenged be able to stand up in this special cart they call the VertiCat. It brings the golfer up to be able to stand in the cart and play golf. And you can go to Verta, VERTACAT, verticat.com and find out more about it. There's a wonderful video there. Make sure that you look at that video on my YouTube site. Snag Golf for the Kids on my Facebook site, Match Play TV. All about getting the golf clubs, the fun. They're not toys, but they are. I mean, they're not real clubs, but they're clubs that will help your kids learn. And they're in churches and schools and events all over the United States, for that matter, the world. Snag Golf. And then AC Wedges was a fascinating company when I did their video. It's over on LinkedIn at Ray Adams. AC Wedges is completely disrupting and redefining golf club wedges. You've got to see that video and find out more about AC Wedges, ACEY. Shorty's Golf. Shorty's Golf is a fun way to get the kids into golf and keep them there. The founder and owner of Shorty's Golf is a wonderful lady who is an LPGA teacher, and you're going to hear more about that one. And the Golf Saber, invented by a psychologist based right here in the Phoenix area. He started golf at the age of about 50. And as a psychologist, he didn't want to hear, don't do that, and don't do this, and don't do that. So he created both audio and video with lights as you swing the club through the sensors that he has created at the Golf Saber. And then VOOC Grips, unbelievable product and their materials and their golf gloves, the things they're doing. There are other products at VOOC Grips, VUKGRIPZ, VOOC Grips. I love the Wind Genie, and you will too. It goes right on your golf car and it tells you the direction of the wind. It's automatic. You just look at it. It's called the Wind Genie, and you want to go there and find out more about it. The video is there on Facebook. It's just fantastic. And I have a few others that are coming your way, but I wanted to run down the list from the PGA Merchandise Show and give you some great products to look at and to think about. One final one, don't forget the T-Clip. The T-Clip at tclip.com, thetclip.com, created by Shane Weeters from lostwedgellc.com. Go to thetclip.com. This is a wonderful product. And Shane has done a fabulous job, and he has more new products and accessories at thetclip.com. He's been a sponsor for a couple of years, and I want to make sure that you get these. They can be logoed, they can be tournament gift ideas. These are fantastic. Thetclip.com. All right, folks, that's all for me and for you on Great American Golf today. Thank you so much for being with me. Make sure you go to thegolfnewsnet.com and then out to your favorite audio podcast platforms and be with me on Monday, this coming Monday, for the Monday Golf Lifestyle Show as we wrap up all the big events all over the world.
Golf course superintendents are the unsung heroes of our great game. Due to the game's efforts, we now have turf that needs less water, courses that are more sustainable, with many now offering natural wildlife habitats. From the days of old Tom Morris, golf course superintendents have given golfers a reason to love this great game. But don't take my word for it. Jack Nicklaus agrees.
If you love golf like I do, thank a golf course superintendent.
A message from the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America and local superintendents everywhere.
Time when you buy and book online at DiscountTire.com. Did you know that Discount Tire now sells wiper blades? Stop by for a free air check or tire inspection and ask an associate about wiper blades today. And remember, if ever you're not satisfied with one of our tires, please feel free to bring it back. Thank you. Discount Tire.
Let's get you taken care of.